This is Hope Notes with Jen. Encouragement, hope, healing, and prayers.
Obedience is doing what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it with the right attitude. One of the things we've prayed about before is that when God brings someone to mind, it's a really good idea to reach out to them as soon as you can so you don't forget, so you don't delay, because it could be that whatever they're going through, God would have a word for you to speak to them right then, and that would give them the strength to keep going. The other day, my friend Joel came to mind. All day long, I kept thinking, Joel, I need to call Joel. I don't know why I need to call Joel, but I'm supposed to call Joel. So I finished up at work and a doctor's appointment. I called Joel, not expecting Joel to answer, but he did. And I'm like, okay, God, we'll just keep rolling with this. We wind up having a 90-minute conversation, catching up. But then he shared some things that were exactly what I needed to hear, some things that confirmed some of the things God has been telling me about how I've believed lies over the years that I'm not going to be good enough, I can't do enough, I can't work hard enough. Just, it sounds so silly to say it out loud, but this is where I'm at. And the things that Joel said were what I needed to hear to bring freedom so that God can plant something better. He can pull up the lies and replace it with his truth. I don't want to know what would have happened had I not called Joel, because he also gave me an idea about something I need to do to move forward, because I've been feeling like just very stuck in the past. And I wonder, when God brings someone to your mind, yeah, maybe it's because they need what you have to say, but it could also be because they have something to say that you need to hear. Because Lord, you know how to work that out. And so we do thank you, Father, that when you bring people to mind, you have a purpose in that. Nothing happens with you or through you by random. I mean, you are so detailed. God, you know the number of hairs on our head. You know the burdens that we're carrying. You know the lies we've believed. And you know the people that you want to place in our lives to help remind us, hey, that God, you have a better way, God. We no longer have to believe things that we've believed for our entire lives. Thank you for the beauty of community, that we get to learn from one another, God, and that you would, through these interactions and conversations we have with other people, they point us to you and they open our eyes to see that, Lord, you've not brought us this far to just let us go and to laugh. No, whatever season we're walking through, God, maybe it's to refine us so that in the next season, we can speak a word to someone who's going through something right now. But as we walk through it, Father, may we be attuned and eager to hear how you might have a word for us from someone else. I pray for my friend right now that you would fill their mind and their mouth with the words that others in a time of need and a time of hurting and a season of disappointment, that they would receive refreshment from my friend right now through this prayer. Lord, we thank you that your Holy Spirit is moving, it's flowing, it's working. And we thank you for friends like Joel who pick up, who answer the phone, and who make time for us. God, you're good. You always make time for us. May we always make time for you. May we never get too busy to miss what you want to speak into our lives so then we can speak it out to a world in need of you, the hope, the love, the joy, and the encouragement that can only come from you, our creator, our sustainer. In Jesus' name, amen.
This has been Hope Notes with Jen, a Hope on Demand original podcast. And you can hear more podcasts, watch videos, and read blogs and devotions that we hope will strengthen your faith on the Hope on Demand app or at hopeondemand.com.